أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. السلام على آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم الأجمعين إلى يوم الدين. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجهم.
رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه المجيد وفرقانه الحميد، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها، صدق الله العظيم. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
آله وصحبه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
So we've been looking at the names of Allah, or the attributes of Allah. Okay? And we've looked at the hadith of the Prophet which says, تَقَلُّكُ بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. Adopt in yourself these attributes. So basically, we've got to adopt in ourselves these divine attributes. I'm going to go over a recap. The first word we used was Allah. So I told you that if all the 99 attributes were put in a pot and melted, out would come Allah. So that's a combination. Rab was that which you could personalize. I hate the word Lord. I don't even understand what it means. Okay? So you could say master, nourisher, cherisher, sustainer, everything like that. It's synonymous with Allah, and that's all we could personalize. We then looked at Ya Hayyu and Ya Qayyum. Very simply, I told you that he was always online. Hayy means forever he'll be online. And Qayyum means he will be ready to act. And many people are online, but they don't do anything about it. Then we looked at the three R's. Actually, we looked at six R's. Rahman, Rahim, and... Oh, my goodness. Okay. 1, 2, and 83. Awesome. Rahman was Allah's mercy or compassion is immediate. Not necessarily permanent, but immediate. And we looked at Rahim, which was constant. It was for those who subscribed to him. And we talked about it as guidance. And then Ra'uf, my goodness. I don't think there's any word like that. Well, all of them are like that, but... Ra'uf, basically, he who understands, which nobody else will understand. And then we looked at the other three R's, which was the Prophet who was Ra'uf. Imam al-Ra'uf, who is known as Imam Ridha. And the embodiment of Ra'uf on the world is in the form of Rafiq, which are your friends. And we talked about that. And then yesterday, we looked at three other words, and three other names, rather. Beautiful. In fact, four, not three. Oh, my God, you got four. One free. Okay. Ghafar, Ghafur, Tawwab, and Afu. My goodness! Okay, Ghafar, number?
14.
And you know what? Whenever I remember Ghafar, and I told you, Ghafar is one who continually forgives. For 14, and you've got M14, the Masumin who are 14. Their door is always open, is it not? Can you forget that? No. Okay. Ghafur was number?
34.
Tawwab? 80. And Afu?
82.
Oh my goodness. Okay, I don't need to be here. I better come down. All right. So today we're going to look at one of the names of Allah that I keep on saying this, but this is a phenomenal name. One I absolutely think is the one that we go to whenever we meet him. And that's Al-Mujib. Mujib is number 44. Right? You can't forget it. It's a beautiful name. So Al-Mujib, the one who responds. The one who reciprocates, the one who answers, the one who is always there. You know, have you been to Masjid al-Nabi in Medina? If you haven't, inshallah, we will all go together one day. Yes, you'll be there. Okay. So when you go there is a door there, which is known as the emergency door. You see, people used to come and sit near the Prophet. They used to sit with him. And as they used to sit with the Prophet, I mean, everybody had their own things they wanted to ask. But there was one door that was known as the emergency door. And if anybody came through there, everybody would let that person go. Because they knew that that person was in desperate need. Okay? So Al-Mujib is that door, the one who answers, I mean, there and then. He may not answer, and we'll talk about it. He may not answer the way I want, but he will always answer that which is the best. Now, I give this example many times, and many of you have heard me. I have 9 grandchildren. Alhamdulillah. Okay. So now imagine my 5-year-old. One of them is very smart. She's one of those, and I think everybody calls their own children smart, don't they? I mean, but this one is geeky, not really geeky. So you go to the supermarket, and she says, she wants something, and you say no. I don't think your mama is going to like that. She says, well, Nani, can we sit down and negotiate? So you have to sit down and you have to negotiate. So that's the one I'm talking about. So one day, they all come home on a Saturday. So one day she comes home and she says, Nani, I want to cut the salad. And I said, okay, it's really cool. So I gave her a butter knife. You know, one of those normal knives. No, Nani, I want your knife. I said, That's not going to happen. But Nani, I've wanted it all my life. All my 5 years of life, I have wanted a knife to be able to cut those vegetables. But Nani, let's negotiate. Have you tried negotiating on a kitchen floor? It's different for a knife. So, well, that's not going to happen. Maybe, Nani, but you can watch me. I won't cut myself. But me, as a mere human being, really absolutely know nothing. Only I know that as a grandma, I cannot give her that knife because she's going to cut herself. It's going to hurt her. So we had negotiations, but it never came to what she wanted. So now keep Al-Mujib in your mind and keep this granddaughter who wanted a knife in your mind. Only appears once in the Quran. Surah Hud, Surah number 11, Ayah 61. Look at it, 1161, okay? I'm not going to go through the whole ayah, but it talks about the people of Thamud. Allah says, "Wa ila Thamud," to the people of Thamud, "Akhahum Salih," we sent them their brother, Salih. Now, these are people who are strong. There are people who think God has blessed them with a lot of things. So they think we've got it all. Well, you know, we don't need God in our lives. Look what what the representative of Allah tells them. He says, "Fastaghfiruhu thumma tubu ilayhi." We talked about it yesterday. Do istighfar. Then do a U-turn towards him. Then he says, "Inna Rabbi kareebun mujib." Your Rabb is near and he is mujib. You won't find kareeb on there, but when you have a pen at hand, don't look for one now. In 44, write kareeb. Because mujib cannot work without being kareeb. So in 44, you will write that with you, right? Now, this is what the Prophet says. He says that al-mujib is the one who hears the requests of his creation however and wherever those requests are formed. Doesn't have to be verbalized. It could be right in the bottom of your soul. Let me give you an example so you know. As this young man. Now, remember, alcohol was forbidden a bit later in Islam, not right at the beginning. And so when alcohol was forbidden, there was people who still were quite difficult for them to get out of that habit. So this young man had this jar with him, and he was walking on the streets, and the people said, "Oh, I know what you've got in that." It's just like if you saw a bottle of wine, you know exactly what's going on in that bottle, don't you? A different color to it, okay? He said, no. They said, it's been banned. What are you doing? They called the Prophet and they said, we know what he has. We know what he's got in there. So the Prophet said, okay, now all these people have gathered. They want to shame him. Human beings. So the Prophet said, tip that out so they can see what's in it. When he tipped it out, it was vinegar. But when they all walked away, he said, Ya Rasulullah, this wasn't vinegar when I had it. But when I came to you, from my heart came the dua, Ya Allah, keep my izzat. Keep my integrity. That is mujib. It has to come out from here. Now all of us know in Ramadan, Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 186. I mean, don't forget it. 2186. I keep on telling you to remember ayat, don't I? I'm sorry. But that's what Quran is about. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي. And when my abd asks you about me, what does he say? فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. I am so near. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. 3 times dua is mentioned. I answer the call of the one who calls me when he calls. Didn't say he had to be a Muslim. Didn't say he had to be a mu'min. Didn't say he had to come to majalis. Please come. This farsh is amazing. Okay, we'll talk about it. But he didn't say any of that. He just said, I answer the call of anyone who calls me. What do I want in return? فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي. That they answer me. وَلْيُؤْمِنُ بِي. They trust in me. Okay, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. So that they may be guided right now. Question. This, have you seen in the Quran? You read the Quran, right? Alhamdulillah. Lots of places where Allah says, He says, oh Muhammad, they come to you and they ask you, يَسْأَلُونَكَ. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْجِبَالِ. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْمَهِيدِ. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْحَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسَرِ. Anybody know anymore? يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَنْفَارِ. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْرُوحِ. And they say, they ask you, Muhammad, about this. Cool, tell them. But here, it's not يَسْأَلُونَكَ. They don't ask you whether I'm Qareeb or... No, he is just saying, the first thing they're going to come to you and ask you about is, where is my Rabb? مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. Where is the help coming? I've been doing dua for ages. You're telling me this Allah is Mujib. So then tell me, where is he? You're telling me in Surah number 50. Oh, by the way, you know Surah number 50? Half. How do you know it's half? Okay. 50% is what? Half. Yes? What does half rhyme with? Half. So now what is Surah number 50? Half. Okay, it's not my topic right now. But there you go, 50. See what he says. He says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ. We created the human being. وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسَهُ. We know what is whispered in his soul. Then he says, وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. We are closer to you than your jugular vein. He knows what's in here. We will have a topic on Alim and all the blue things you've got in your jigsaw, but not right now, okay? So if he's so near, how can you and I feel so distant sometimes? So the answer really is, he's never distant. He is there. It's you and me who've sort of gone a bit further away. So, question. So now what do I do? How do I get myself closer to Allah? Let's look at some practicalities, and I take these practicalities from the hadith of the Muslim. First of all, I'm just going to go through some modern-day technology. Have you seen people when they text you and message you? They're pretty bold. You see them? Because you can't see the person, they actually text you stuff that, are you serious? But when you're on a phone call, you're a little bit more, better. You don't just say the same thing. And then when you're face to face with that person, my goodness, you become a mouse. All those things you said on text, you now cannot bring yourself to say them, can you? Mm-hmm. Have you seen that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Al-Mujib, the first thing to do is to lay your heart out. Talk to him. Just sit down and talk to him. You know Zakaria, when he wants a child, what does he say? He says, oh, my hair has gone gray. We'll talk about it in a minute. But my hair has gone gray. It's hoarse. My wife cannot bear any children anymore. After admitting the fact that there's so much that's not going to happen, then he asks. The first thing is to completely humble your heart and lay your soul open. Talk to him. Cry. You know, the du'as that we have from the Masumin, please read them. Please. Don't write to me and say, I said, don't read them. I said, please read them. Because they teach us how to express ourselves. But if I were to read Dua al-Kumail without, you know, smiling, chewing gum, looking at who came in, who went out, is it going to take 20 minutes or 30 minutes? Is the recital good or not? That's not reciting a Dua. A Dua is communicating with someone. It's communication that is important. Let me give you another example. okay? If you have a very good friend, I have one here, I have lots of them. And say, for example, these friends of yours stopped talking to you. They didn't call you for a week. They didn't call you for a month. And then you spoke to them. There's a little bit of a distance. But if they continually nagged you, continually call you, what happens? The distance gets shorter and shorter and shorter. It's all about communication. The more you speak to him, the closer you will get to him. The more you tell him about everything, he tells Musa, Ya Musa, Salni kulla ma tahtaju, ask me for everything you need. Shoelaces of your shoes, the comb that you want for your hair, the salt you want to put in your dough. Ask me, Musa. Talk to me. So, first thing, talk to me. Second, raise your hands. You know, as Kojas, I'm a Kojas. Very proud to be. Okay. Love being a Kojas. This is how we do dua. We keep it to ourselves, like this. What? Raise, no? Go up. Up there. We're not animals. We don't look down. We look. So raise your hands. Express your poverty. I've said it 100 times, I'll repeat it again. Express the fact that me and him are different. Munajat of Imam Ali is not only for the 21st of Ramadan. Recite it every day. Take one line, pick it up, okay? And then tell him you are faqir. Rabbi inni lima anzaltu ilayya min khairin. Faqir, the dua of Musa. Tiny little thing. Use your salah. Imam Sadiq was asked, should we have a long surah or long kunut? What did he say? Long kunut. Ask in your own language. Nobody's going to say no to you. It's a cry from here. There's another thing. Increase your sujood. Because the longer you are down there, the higher your dua is reaching. Now, these are all little things that we know. But the problem is, we think dua is an order on Amazon. Sorry, I wasn't trying to advertise Amazon. It's like a dua. Next day delivery, if you're a Prime member, it comes straight away, or it comes the next day. Or this is one of the supermarkets, there's something called Whoosh. Have you seen it? Order it in 20 minutes. Your order comes. Oh, you don't know that. Okay, I'm not advertising them. So they've got this order that comes in 20 minutes. So we think that dua is talab. Dua is not talab. Dua is a dua where you communicate. Yes, he will answer. He will answer. But he will answer like that grandma in the way that... When my granddaughter is 17 or even 13 maybe, and she asks me for a knife, I'll give her the whole set. Just eat. But at that time, she's not going to cut any salads, okay? She's going to say, you do it now, nani. All right, so dua we think is talab. So to be able to understand that, I'm going to take you through Maryam. We talked about Yusuf, you remember? We talked about Maryam today. So let's look at Maryam. Only mentioned woman in the Quran. Surah of Quran named after her. You know her. Phenomenal woman, absolutely woman. Now let's see what happened. Itqalat imra'atu Imran. This is Surah Al Imran, okay? Just taking you through Ayah 35. Itqalat imra'atu Imran. Rabbi inni nadartu laka ma fi batni muharran fatakabbal minni innaka antas sami'ul alim. We'll talk about sami' tomorrow. So she says, what is in my womb, I want to dedicate to you, Ya Allah. I want this dedication to be, with you. I want this child to be dedicated to you. And she said, accept it from me. It's very hard to give a child away. In the canto, Samiul Amin, you hear and you know. We'll talk about it tomorrow. So now, falamma wada'ata, she gives birth to this baby. Qala Rabbi. Inni wada'atuha untha. Oh my God, this is a girl. She says, this is a girl. And he says, I know. Wallahu a'lamu bima wada'atu. Allah says, I know. But in her head, in her mind, in her age and community, a girl could never go to serve Allah. In the mosques, in the temple, they never mosques, their temples, they would always be men. So she's thinking, a girl? But Allah says he accepts her really, really well. So she gives him in charge, or her in charge of Zakaria. This is Maryam. This is Maryam's mama, by the way. Zakaria takes charge. He's her uncle. He puts her in this little place in the temple. And she spends her time developing herself, connecting herself to Allah, getting closer to Allah. And everything time he goes to her to give her food, there is food. Food that is out of season. And he says, Ya Maryam, where is this from? He says, Anna laki hada. And she says, Kala tu amin. And in Allah, this is from Allah. So he, hunalika da'a Zakaria. There and then, Zakaria prays. This is what I talked about when he said, my hair is horse, I need it. And Allah grants him, yeah. So you and me see miracles every day. You won't have to see, in fact, out of season fruits, when you go to the supermarket, don't you see them? Yes, no, maybe, perhaps?
Yes.
So when we see the out of season fruits, have you said, Ya Allah, I want something? Because we're so used to it now. When you see a flower opening, when you see an egg hatching, when you go out and you see the dew and you see the spider and you see creation. I mean, it's beautiful, is it not?
It is.
And that is when you're supposed to raise your hands and say, Ya Allah, grant me. Do this. Anyway, so there's Maryam. And let's look at her du'as, okay? So that was that du'a. Look at her du'a. So she's sitting quite happily with Allah. When I say Allah, praising Allah, doing whatever she has to do to develop. And this man comes. And he says that I give you the good news of a son. Me, she says? How can I have a child? When no man has ever touched me. Right? Can you imagine somebody disturbing your peace and saying you're going to have a child? Really? Are you serious? I had my last daughter when I was 42. Yeah, okay, look at me. Okay. So I remember when I called my husband and I said, are you sitting down? And he said, yes. I said, well, I think you better hold on to the sides of the chair. But that's, can you imagine the thinking that goes in your head? I won't say what he said, but anyway. Now she says, you're going to have this child. And he says, Allah can do whatever he wants. Okay. Then she goes to have her child. And look what she says. When the pains, the throes of childbirth are there, she says, Garlet, Ya laytani mittu qabla hadha wa kuntu nasyan mansiya. I wish I was dead. Nowhere in the Quran does Allah quote anyone saying, I wish I was dead. Wa kuntu nasyan mansiya. Nasya means I wish I was forgotten. Mansiya means I want people to just forget me, never remember me. Not because of the pain of childbirth, but because how am I going to face my community with a child? No man in the history of humanity was put through the difficulty that Maryam was put through when she had to take that child in front of her community. What have you done, they said. She says, فَعْتَعْتَفِي قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُوا قَالُوا يَا مَرْيَمُ لَكَ جِئْتِ شَيْئًا فَرِيًّا. What have you done? Your mom wasn't bad, your dad wasn't bad. What have you done? What does she do? She points to the child. For Asharat Ilay. Now where, tell me, do you get the confidence that a newborn child is going to speak? That's the confidence you and I need to have to know that he will answer du'as. Give the wasila of Maryam. There's nothing wrong. And on this farsh, this is where Fatima comes. This is where Sayyidah comes, Rashina. This is the first where you close your eyes and you say, I am here for you. Accept my du'as. Take these tears, as you know, I'm laying myself open to you. You know, Imam Hussein says, Ana qatilul abarat. I was killed, my killing, or rather, my shahada will bring tears to your eyes. The reason you and I cry here is the softness of our heart. The moment the heart gets soft, you can plant a small husna in it. I was listening to somebody the other day, and he was saying that the reason we are so attracted to Imam Hussein, or to the Masumin, but more to Hussein, was that he embodied the attributes of Allah. If you look at every single attribute, you will find it in Hussein al-Isma. It's absolutely phenomenal. I'm going to end with something that I think is quite important, and then we'll look at Masail for a minute. When somebody tells you something when they're dying, it's probably the most important thing that they will tell you. Agreed? Wasiyah. they will tell you what is most important to them. So Imam Hussein, right at the last minute, gives a dua to Imam Zainul Abidin. Right? Only 10 lines. I won't take too long, but because it connects you with us, Marlon, I'm going to go through it. And maybe we'll repeat it again on the last day. He said to me, "Oh, my son, whenever you find yourself in difficulty, whenever life is difficult, whenever you think there's no other place to go, use this dua. You all know it because we've done it every single year. Bihaqi Yasin wa Qur'anil Hakim. Yasin is the name of the Prophet. Remember Ra'uf? So the first line is Ra'uf, right? Wa bihaqi Taha wal Qur'anil Adhim. Again, you have Taha as the Prophet and you have Ra'uf. Ya man yaqdiru ala hawajis sa'ilin. Ya Ra'uf and Ya Rab. Oh, one who he knows exactly what you want. Even if you don't know how to verbalize it, he knows it. Ya man ya'lamu ma fi dhamir. He knows what is in the innermost of your heart. And we will talk about Ya Alim at some stage. Ya munaffisan al makrubin. And you know, nafus is to blow away, or one who blows away that which is difficult for me. Okay. Ya mufarrajan al maghmumin, or one who just takes away sadness. You know, you wake up sad and then suddenly somebody makes you smile. And that's it, you forget your sadness. Ya rahima shaykh al qabir. Or one who has Rahma, and you know Rahman and Rahim, on the old. Ya Razak Atifli Saghir, Ya Razak, or one who sustains those who are little. Ya man la, and this is my favorite line, forget every line, but know this one. Ya man la yahtaju ila tafsir. Or one who doesn't need an explanation. Ya Mujib, he doesn't need an explanation. You don't need to say why you want something and what you want something. You know, you go to someone and you ask them for something, they will say why. But you already got 10 cards, why do you want 11th one? No, we're not asking for one, I'm just asking you. This is what we do. We don't see, we ask so many whys before we give. It just doesn't make, he says, Ya man la yahtaju ila tafsir. So that's Ya Alim and Ya Mujib. Salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, and then ask. I'm going to give you 5 seconds to ask before we go into Masjid, okay? Just close your eyes, ask. Ask. And then I'm going to put a spanner in the works. The fifth Imam said, if you ask for the person on your left and on your right, your du'as are heard quickly. Okay? I have nobody on my left and right, like all of you. Okay? Right. So in essence, many of the scholars say, whenever you take an ism of Allah, you know, we read, Ya Allah, Ya Rab, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Hayy, always follow it with Ya Mujib. Always. Because that door is always open.